The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to welcome today's Executive Chair, Louise Whelan. She's the Managing Director and Founder of Pioneer Home Care. Louise, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby, for having me. Delighted to be here.
No, and let's start in, you grew up in Killiney. Your parents were actually in the nursing home business.
Yes, my mother was.
And your mum still operates the business to this day.
Yes, she does. Donegal, hard-working woman.
Yeah.
Still there.
So would you have worked as a young one?
Yes.
Helping out here and there?
Absolutely,
doing stuff
absolutely.
After school, yes. And all that?
Yes. I got my love of older people from the nursing home. Worked there part-time with my mum. And my work ethic has come from my mother and loving working with older people.
All right. You've had an interesting career. I know you studied business studies after leaving CERT. Barclays Bank came calling. We nearly lost you to the banking industry.
That's right.
You were involved in, and again, I think you went in there as an intern and they liked you.
Yes, I was. They used to call me Girl Friday, would you believe it? I used to go in every Friday, Stephen's Green. And
right.
When a job opportunity came up, I was offered a full-time job. I worked in Harker Street, you know, the old railway station.
I do.
Yes, well, that's where I worked. All the architects used to come in and give out. And then I worked in Grafton Street. We were the first bank actually in our time that opened on Saturday and dealt with all the people coming in. In those days, do you remember the traveller's checks and the foreign currency?
Absolutely.
Fabulous job. Cashiering, I loved it.
You spent time at Memorex, but then you worked in Pioneer Fire and Safety. Was that a related?
Fire and Security. During my time in Barclays, I met my husband, another entrepreneur.
So, go on.
He's an inspiration to me as well. So I left the bank and went to Memorex Telex. I did credit control, accounts work when I raised my three children. And then after that, I went to work for my husband and I was the office manager.
No way.
Yes. So,
how did you get on at work?
Well, we had to be. He was the boss. It doesn't go with my character, really, but that was the way it was. He was the boss. And I learned loads from working there with him, alongside him. But it was always my plan working there. You know, I was taking inspiration from him. My plan was eventually, when my children were raised, that I would start my own business. I always looked at home care. I thought it was a fantastic business. I thought for older people, you know, to be at home and their memories and, you know, to stay at home, look at their loved ones, look after them. So that was my big interest.
Now, just before we get there, and we will talk about it, how did you end up running
an Indian restaurant?
Vermilion, the Indian restaurant.
An opportunity came up for a Vermilion Indian restaurant. I thought, oh, that'd be fantastic. I loved restaurants and
Restaurant of the Year.
Yes, food and beverage. Yes, and I was also shortlisted for Restaurant Manager of the Year. Unfortunately, I was with all the Michelin star restaurants, and Patrick Gibbs won it as usual. It's the only female, but I didn't win it. But it was in the customer service, you know, side, which I was used to.
And again, you know, many people get into the restaurant business from other backgrounds and find it. It's a pretty hard space.
Yes, I didn't find it hard at all, actually.
Did you not?
No, I found it very nice. I found it was socially. My husband loved it. When I was selling it, my husband and his friends were all disappointed. They used to come in at night and sit there and have a great time. And for myself, it was long hours. So,
how many years did you run it for?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and the previous owners bought it back for me.
Good job. So tell us then about Pioneer Home Care. You have 430 staff, established in 2016, as you said, after you raised your three children.
Yes, we're 10 years in business in August.
Yeah, now, the nature of the business then, Louise, essentially you're delivering home care into people's homes.
Yes, that's correct. Older people and people with disabilities.
So then, do people who work with you need to be able to drive? How do they get around?
Some drive, some are on scooters, some walk. We try, obviously, where the carer lives, we try to get the clients close to where they live. So it just depends on, you know, if they have a car, if they can walk, electric scooters, etc.
And this is a very interesting business as well because it's a tendered business.
Yes.
So you tender with the HSE.
Yes, I established it 2016, no clients, one staff. I went around, Bank of Ireland supported me. They had a little stand on all the branches in Bank of Ireland where I met, you know, that's where I started my client base. And in 2018, I was accepted on the HSE tender.
Was that a game changer in terms of the business? 100%,
yes. I had been asked to take two or three clients in 2017 from the HSE, clients at other home care companies. They were high dependency clients. So I had a good relationship then. And then when the tender came up in 2018, I managed to get on it and I've been on it since. So I'm now on the north side and the south side.
So very interesting. And when you talk about the HSE again, the issues that you have around staffing, regulatory issues, maintaining quality, I'd imagine it's a tough enough business.
Yes, it is. The HSC, I have to say, have been fantastic. Very supportive. The managers, you know, you can pick up the phone anytime to them. Getting the carers, unfortunately, there's a delay and, you know, with regard to vetting, they all have to have QQI. They all have to have loads of...
Is this the Irish resident permit?
Yes, and the visa. And unfortunately now the Irish residence permit, there's a big delay. They allow you 12 weeks, but it's gone further. So you've got people who are in Ireland who have Irish residence permanent and they're out of date. And unfortunately, you have to take them out of work until they get it renewed.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a delay in the Department of Justice at the moment.
And how often would that be the case where you'd have to do that?
Well, I've had to do it with 6 staff this month alone. So,
oh dear.
Yeah, you're allowed to 12 week, but it's gone further now because they're short-staffed, I presume. And there's a delay in them, unfortunately. So you've people... 40 hours and they can't go to work.
Your business as well, providing care for people in the home, you know, at a high level, there are people that are being kept out of hospitals.
So yes, there's people coming
the value add here.
Yes.
And, you know, should be a win-win for everybody because older people, as we know, want to stay in their own homes.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And if you can bridge that and make... living in their own homes, comfortable for them, help them about get through their and I know it from my own mother who's 93.
Oh, fabulous age.
Just to have the ability to have carers come in and like the role of a carer. Talk to me, how do you, when you look to recruit somebody, what are you looking for?
Well, with the role of the carer, like that's the hardest job. Most carers, nearly 100%, are amazing. And without the carers, I wouldn't have my business.
Sure.
Yeah, they all have done QQI, care of the older person, care skills. They're all do a 3-day training in the office where they do their manual handling, their certificates, first aid. So they would be very well trained in dementia. And they love their work. They have to love their work. It's a very difficult job, as you can imagine. You're driving from people's houses. You might have half an hour in one house, an hour in another house. So you have to be very dedicated and very hardworking.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the fuel crisis now we have, that's a problem for them as well. You know, the mileage, we pay mileage, but it's costing them a lot of money too, you know.
Okay, so...
that's another challenge for
us. So again, looking at all we talked about today, you bring it into everyday life. These are people who... they agree a fuel rate with you.
Yes, and then the fuel goes up and then they're snookered.
And I see here that your fleet is largely electric. So
yes.
Does that mitigate against that?
The electric fleet is our supervisors. We're blessed to have the electric fleet. So all our supervisors and management would have electric cars, including myself. But the problem there is the infrastructure isn't there.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's another issue where you'd be queuing maybe to charge your car, you know, if you haven't got the charger at home.
Now, I see you're about to move to a new 5,000 square foot office.
Yes, in front of the airport, the long
term. So that seems like a very big space. Who will be there? Is that all admin and stuff?
Yes, all our staff will be going there, supervisors. We'll all be moving. We're moving in hopefully the start of June.
Wow.
We're in Santria now, so we're just moving up the road. It's a fabulous building up to the long-term car park. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a really great business. Louise Whelan, Managing Director there and founder of Pioneer Home Care. Thanks for joining us
this
morning.
And thank you very much for having me on.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.